Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Kelly Ash. He's the new research associate for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And welcome to the show, Kelly.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
So you have a background that actually suits you perfectly for this job. I think you grew up in rural Minnesota, right?
I did. I grew up in Hancock, Minnesota. For folks that don't know where that is, it's kind of west central Minnesota, so out by the University of Minnesota Morris. I grew up 8 miles from there.
Great. And then you didn't go far for some of the work that you later did when you started your career, right?
Yeah, it was, I think, a pretty typical life trajectory that a lot of us folks in rural Minnesota have. I graduated from high school and decided I wanted to try a bigger city for a little while, like many of us, and moved to the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul area for 10 years, actually. Finished up my undergrad there, did some work and some political campaigns and some organizing, but really got attracted to going back to rural Minnesota. I really miss small towns, and I really missed, you know, the way I grew up. And so decided to go to graduate school because I really wanted to focus on small towns and also looking at data analysis. So I went to the Humphrey School of Public Affairs to get my graduate degree in kind of rural policy analysis and statistics and analytics. Finished up there and ended up getting a job right at the Center for Small Towns at the University of Minnesota Morris, 8 miles from where I grew up. It was kind of crazy. So
that's fantastic. Well, it used to be sort of a put down, but I think it's actually a compliment to say you're kind of a nerd, right?
I am. That's proven and true, yes.
Well, you know, I mean, and it's so great because, you know, the work that you're doing now for the Center for Rural Policy and Development kind of needs somebody that can get into the weeds of all the data and so forth, right?
Yeah, Marnie Werner, who was doing a lot of research before me, she moved up to be vice president of the Center for Rural Policy now. And so I came in to kind of take over the research and really do some of the heavy lifting on the data analysis side of things. It's amazing how much data our state agencies and some of these organizations have. And so the data is there. It just takes someone to take it, manipulate it, and turn it into something that might be useful for policy. It's interesting that a lot of folks don't do that for rural areas. You know, there's a lot of focus on metropolitan areas and then, you know, more state level stuff, but nobody really focuses a whole lot on the data on the rural level and how that's working out policy wise. So this is really fun for me, and I'm having a blast so far.
Now, is it sort of when you're trying to synthesize a lot of disparate data, is that kind of the challenge of the puzzle, so to speak?
Absolutely. There's always a data set that could tell us something, but there's a lot of different organizations on the ground in rural Minnesota that are doing that kind of, we call them boots on the ground. They're implementing policy. They're seeing these things happening in front of them. And so I'm talking about the regional development commissions, the initiative foundations, and some of these other nonprofits and philanthropy organizations. And so really it's about collecting this data, painting a picture, but then collecting some of the stories that are on the ground from these organizations that are doing these different things.
Interesting. Well, Kelly, thanks so much for your time this morning, and best wishes to you and good luck on your new career move.
Hey, I'm excited about it, and I'm sure we'll be talking again in the future.
Kelly Ash is a research associate for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.